Vincent and women have been encouraged to get regular screening for cervical cancer. Speaking on NBC's face-to-face program this morning, Dr. Sharina Slate explained that cervical cancer occurs where there is abnormal growth or cells on the cervix, which can then expand to other areas in the female genitalia.
So cervical cancer is where there is an abnormal growth or cells on the cervix, and these cells can become a large mass that can then expand to other areas in the female genitalia. So it can extend to the vagina, it can extend up to the womb, it can extend to external areas in the woman's anatomy. So cervical cancer, really and truly, is the end stage of abnormal cells. So that's why it's important to do cervical cancer screening. When we do screening, we aren't really looking for cervical cancer. What we're looking for is the precursors of cervical cancer. So we're looking for those abnormal cells that we don't see on the naked eye with the pap smear or with HPV testing that can then go on to lead to cervical cancer.
Dr. Slater also said that cervical cancer is the second most common type of female cancer in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She noted that the most spoken about cause of cervical cancer is a contraction of the human papillomavirus, the HPV.
In most cases, and in young especially, we contract HPV from sexual intercourse. So yet it is technically a sexually transmitted infection or virus. But the body, over time, in most cases, clears this virus, doesn't progress to cervical cancer. It may progress to one of the abnormal stages that I mentioned, where we can pick it up and treat it, or it may even progress to one of these stages and then regress back to normal. What can increase someone's risk of having persistence of this HPV is are a few factors. So one, smoking, early onset of intercourse or sex, because the earlier you start and the more frequent multiple sexual partners, etc., this increases your risk of getting the high-risk strains of human papillomavirus. If you have a compromised immune system, so whether that be HIV, whether it be you're on medications that suppress your immune system for other medical illnesses, organ transplant, etc., these are a few things that can increase your risk of the HPV staying in your body and then progressing to cervical cancer.
Dr. Slater also highlighted some of the early warning signs for persons who may have a cervical cancer.
All right, so some of the early warning signs to look out for, and this is for someone who hasn't been screening, because we should have picked it up before we actually get to the stage of cervical cancer. But this would be a patient who has abnormal bleeding pattern. So if you have someone who has you have your regular menses, or it may be heavier than usual, but more importantly, if you're having spotting or bleeding in between your menses, then that is a warning sign, because the tumor cells can sometimes just start to bleed randomly. Also, if you notice that you're having bleeding after sex, we call that post-coital bleeding, that is also a warning sign. In advanced stages, then you can also have an abnormal discharge that smells malodorous. You can actually notice some tissues that are actually coming out of the vagina with sex. When the cancer has progressed to involve the bladder or the ureter, these are the tubes that carry urine from the kidneys to the bladder, you may have difficulties with passing your urine, etc.
And she noted that the most affordable and available screening locally is the pap smear, and encourage persons to start pap smear testing from the age of 21, since cervical cancer is more prevalent locally.
We still do recommend that screening is started from age 21 with the pap smear. This is because we're actually seeing patients with full-blown cervical cancer before the age of 25, which is very terrifying. So we still do recommend that you start your pap smear screening from the age of 21, and we still do recommend that it is done every year. International guidelines is every 3 years, but we really think prevention better than cure, and we want to be a little bit more aggressive with our screening. There is another screening method that can be done, but it's only offered privately, which is the HPV testing.
Dr. Sharina Slater. I am Johnny P. Straker for today's special report.